Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, after the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Qabidhu and Al-Basitu, comes another very important and beautiful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Khafidhu. Al-Khafidhu. The root words for this name, Al-Khafidhu, is khafada, khafada, which means that it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has the power to put something down. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who demotes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the abaser. So that is the meaning of Al-Khafidhu. Khafidhu means something that is low down. So it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who lowers something. That is the meaning of Al-Khafidhu. With the name Al-Khafidhu, another name that comes after Al-Khafidhu is Ar-Rafi'u. Ar-Rafi'u is the complete opposite name. Rafi'u, the root words are Rafa'a. And Rafa'a means to elevate. Rafa'a means for something to be in a high position. Something to be right on the top. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the exalter. Allah who elevates. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who can abase. He is the abaser. Allah puts something very low down. That is the power and the most powerful attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these two names again are very much connected to our lives. What we would say that the highs and the lows of life. The highs and the lows of life. Generally, you will find that every individual wants everything at a very high level in his life. So what he wants is a high level of status. He wants a very high level of wealth. He wants a lot of wealth. He wants a high level of intelligence. And so generally, insan wants to go for everything that is of class A. For the top position. That is what insan goes for. Insan does not want something that is lower down. Now, unfortunately, the fundamental mistake that we as human beings do is in understanding the source of elevation. Understanding the source of elevation or even demotion, something that goes down. What is the source? Sometimes you will find that human beings, they have a mindset, and this is also from shaitan. They think that the keys to elevation is in the hands of insan. Now, maybe in the heart they don't think like that, but certainly when it comes to their actions, you will see that it's completely different. So a lot of the people feel that it is insan that brings me up. It is insan, by staying connected to him, this is what will happen to me. So the source is actually wrong. The source is actually wrong. You are going and walking in the complete wrong direction. And sometimes you will find that the mindset is that by acquiring some earthly means or some earthly source that is in front of you, by having that in your possession, you are now in that very high upper class. So you might feel that I have a beautiful house, so I am at that very high level. Or you might have a beautiful car, or that because of this car, now I am holding this status. Or because of this house, or my locality, or where my house is, now I am holding this status. Which is actually wrong. What we need to understand, that in this dunya, everybody is promoted. Promotions and demotions we see every day. Promotions and demotions we see every day. What we need to understand is that Al-Khafidhu Al-Rafi'u is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who puts a person in a high position, elevates him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who puts him down. That is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something very important. Now there is this very beautiful verse of the Quran so that we understand. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Unzur kayfa faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Allah is saying to insan, Unzur, observe and have a look. How we have favored from amongst you people over others. How we have favored you over others. Unzur kayfa faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. Dekho humne tum mein se kaise logo ko ek dusre ke upar fazilat di. We have favored you over others. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, walal akhiratu akbaru darajat. Walal akhiratu akbaru darajatin wa akbaru tafdila. That understand that the hereafter is greater in distinction and much greater in degrees. The hereafter is much better. Now it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has divided humanity, and Allah has given someone a very high status or high position, and someone might be very, very low. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Rafi', and Allah is the one who is al-Khafiz. Now, if in this world, if all of humanity were equal, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given everyone the same status, how difficult it would be for us to function. Be extremely difficult. Everyone equal. Everyone the same status. Now as believers we know that parents have a greater status than the children. We know that. Parents have a greater status than their children. If this distinction was not there, then do you think children would show respect to their parents? If this distinction was not there. We do shukr that alhamdulillah in Islam we have this understanding that parents have a great status. But if all were equal and this was not explained, and an individual has no knowledge of the fact that is my status greater or is the parents' status greater, or that we are just completely equal, then it would be a very difficult world to live in. Even another example, we know that teachers have a greater status than students. If this distinction was not there, my respected brothers, then who would educate who? Who would educate who? If there was no distinction between Imam and Muqtadi, then who will lead the congregation? Umar Farooq? Who will lead the congregation by? If there's no distinction that, of course, you have an appointed Imam, and if there's no difference, all are equal by everybody is Imam. So who will lead who? If there is no distinction between an employee and an employer, then who is going to work for anyone? Who is the worker? Who will do the job? There's no distinction. Everyone is equal. It does not work that way. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, "Unzur kayfa faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd." Look how we have favored, elevated certain individuals, however, in whatever scenario it may be, and some don't have that position. All that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is al-khafidh and Allah is also al-rafi'. Allah is the abaser and Allah is the one who is the exalter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that individual a high position. That is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now one thing is very, very important for us to understand, that if there is one person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a high status, a lot of privilege in this dunya, this does not mean that he is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not necessarily. It does not mean that he is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because this dunya is Darul Imtihan and Allah is testing everybody. The golden rule is لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If insan does shukr, Allah will increase the blessings. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ. And if insan is ungrateful, then the azab of Allah is shadeed, very intense. And so someone who is in a position does not mean that because he is in that position, he is beloved to Allah or that he is close to Allah. No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Because dunya is Darul Imtihan. Now let me give you a few examples so that we understand. So that we make shukr of the position that Allah has given us. Whatever condition we are in, we should make shukr. Because Allah is al-khafidh and Allah is al-rafi'. Sometimes a person becomes khafidh, sometimes a person becomes in that state of rafa' that Allah has elevated him. Look at Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him a lot of power. Allah gave him the resources of this dunya. Allah gave him kingship. Allah gave him an army. He himself physically was very powerful. A very, very powerful man. Fir'aun. But look at him. You get certain individuals who might say that God does not exist. Al-Iyazu Billah. Somebody might say that. God does not exist. But Fir'aun didn't even say that. He didn't say that. Fir'aun went on to say, فَقَالَ أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَى. I am your most exalted Lord. What did he say? You get some people who actually reject. But Fir'aun didn't say that. He didn't reject. He put himself in that, he replaced himself in that position that I am the most exalted God, the most exalted Lord. That is who I am. Ana Rabbuk, I am your Lord. How? A'la. The most high. Aliyazu Billah. He started saying this. Now even when Musa alayhi salatu was salam confronted him, the Nabi of the time, face to face, in front of him, Allah gave him that position. Because Allah is Ar-Rafi'. Even if a person has no iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give that person a lot of power and authority. So he was in that position. Allah said to Musa alayhi salam, go to him and speak to him. Speak to him nicely, softly, so he understands. But he did not understand. He did not understand. And so we have to be very, very careful. Sometimes when Allah gives you personality, you will find them stopping, you will find them that they will stop doing salam to people. That they don't make salam. This is all wrong. Allah has given you that position. It is a test for you. It is imtihan for you. Just like it was imtihan for Fir'aun. He did not take heed. You will find some people who were nothing. Then Allah, they were in that state of al-khafidh. That completely in that lower section. Then Allah tested them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them elevation, 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 elevation. Now Allah wants to see. Now Allah wants to see. Are you a mini Fir'aun walking in front of people? Who are you? Allah has given you everything. And so these names are very important for us to understand what is the meaning of Al-Khafidhu and Al-Rafi'u. Now when this man Fir'aun did not take heed, look at the punishment that Allah gave him. You get some people who die, end of the subject, they are buried and finished. End of the subject, buried and finished. But look at the challenge of the Quran. Allah says, فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً Allah says that you have made this claim and I gave everything to you. Today I shall save you in your body. Allah is saying, I shall save you in your badanika, in your body. بِبَدَنِكَ, in your body. Why? لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً So you become a sign for all the nations that come after you. So people actually go to you and see you that this is the Fir'aun of Musa. Look at him. Have you seen the picture of Fir'aun? Have you seen his picture? Well, people, if some have gone to Egypt, you'll see Fir'aun. That Fir'aun, look at him. Still there, intact, preserved, the body is preserved. Why? It is an open challenge from the Quran. Nothing will happen to his body. Even if these people were to stop injecting him or whatever, I'm not even sure what they do. But the Quran is saying his body will be preserved and so be it, it will be preserved. لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةً وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ أَنْ عَيَاتِنَا لَغَافِلُونَ And there are many from amongst the people who are heedless from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is the downfall. So what we need to do, my respected brothers, let us look at ourselves. Where are we? What is our position? Who are we? And how do we surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do we do shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What have we done in this dunya to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because if Allah has given you some might, authority, position, name, fame, status, then this is for you a test. Another example, which is very important for us to understand, very important, is the example of shaitan. Example of shaitan. You see, shaitan, he is from amongst the jinns. Kana min al-jinni. Shaitan is a jinn. But subhanallah, Shaitan, whose name is Azazil, due to his intense level of worship, intense level of worship, and due to his piety, he was given a position to live amongst the malaika, angels. So he would come down on this earth. At the same time, he decided that he wants to take up residence up in the heavens because of his taqwa in the beginning. He would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that you will not find a space that is equivalent to one span. But in that place, Azazil had done sujood. That was the level of worship. That is how he remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Azazil. Even the angels were in fear of this creation, the way he was worshipping. And he had access and he would talk to the malaika and the angels and he would come down, but he took up residence on top. And we know what happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, just one action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Usjudu li Adam. Do sajda to Adam alayhi salam. He refused. Lam yakun min as-sajidin. وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. He disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now a very important moral for us to understand from this, brothers. When he blatantly refused and disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how easy it was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just to kill him there and then and to punish him there. Was it difficult for Allah Pak? Allah could have killed him there, punished him there. But on the contrary, Allahu Akbar, what do we see? Allah is so patient and sifati adl, that Allah is the most just. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking Azazil, Ma mana'aka alla tasjud is amartuk. Oh, ajib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is striking a conversation and said to him, Azazil, tell me, when I gave you an order, Allah gave you an order, what prevents you, what stops you from doing sajda? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking him, what was the need? What was the need? And then he openly responded by saying, خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. Bari ta'ala, you asked me this, but you know, I have been created by fire and this man has been created by clay. And fire is superior than clay. And you ask me to do sajda. I have been created by fire, flames, and he is created by clay, earthly material. I am superior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expelled him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course he was given the title from Azazil as Shaitan. A very important moral for us, the people that are here, and especially mothers and sisters also listening at home. So many times we see in front of us people who are under our wing, under our care. We see open defiance from them. What do we see? Open defiance from them. Open defiance. The fundamental mistake we do is, without making any form of inquiry, we unleash and we strike at them. What do we do? That's what we do. When the sunnah of the Quran, Allah is telling us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have done everything, whatever He wanted. But Allah shows us the morals, how to live in this dunya. No matter what the situation be in front of you, blatantly you know this man is guilty. You know this man is guilty, it's in front of you. Still, the Quran says, do an inquiry. What do you do? Do an inquiry. Don't do anything without an inquiry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking shaitan, why did you not prostrate? Possibly shaitan could have had a genuine excuse that there's some problem with me, or that for this reason, or I did not understand. Anything, he could have said something. Allah knows everything. Allah is going through that rhythm, through this pattern. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, tell me. And only when he confessed, it was clear to everybody that no, this is shaitan, this is out of takabbur, that is inside you. This is so important. Sometimes husband and wife relationship. A husband has seen something which is open defiance from the wife. And this man has all the power. Without making an inquiry, without looking into anything. Ha, gusse me, ha, nalaik. Not one talak, 100 talak. What do they say? And I don't know where you get 3 talaks from, right? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Ask the fuqaha, ask the ulama. There is no 3 talaq. There is 1 talaq. What is it? 1 talaq. You give 1 talaq, and after 3 menses, she is free. You don't have to give her 3 bullets. Why? What is this? Oh, 3 talaq, 3 talaq. What is 3 talaq, bhai? Where does it say in the Quran, 3 talaqs, 1 shot? Where does it say? Where is the masla? Why do you want to do this? We should not even think of this. And this man then regrets why he moved away from the discipline of the Quran. The Quran says, no matter what you see, your seeing can be different from reason. Your seeing can be very different from reason. Very different. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was talking to women in the night outside the masjid. Just Allah's Nabi was standing where the masjid was and talking to women. Women. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man who wanted clarity. Some of the companions that were walking past, and he quickly said, stop, stop, all of you stop, 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 all of you stop. And he's continued his conversation with the 2 women that were there. And then after finishing, they left. And then he called all of them. And he said that, these 2 women are my wives. In case you might think that I am talking to someone who is ghair mahram to me. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Look at the clarity. Look at Sharia. See, what you see and what you think can be very different. And if you think ill of a Nabi, your iman will go. And Allah's Nabi wanted to protect the iman. One slight doubt in the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kufr. And these people would have gone towards kufr. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam chose them, saved them. What you see is different to reasoning. Very important. Sometimes, you know, you get women who are shakki mizaj. Mauli sahab, you know, my husband is talking to this and this and that. What do you think? What should I do? It's a very difficult situation, bhai. But the issue is that what is the Quran saying? What did Allah say to shaitan? Allah gave an order, bhai, do sajda. He did not do sajda. Allah asked him straight, ma mana'aka. Allah tasjud is amartuk. Just tell me, bas, why you didn't do sajda when I gave you an order? So always in a relationship, be transparent and clarify everything. The minute you start keeping things in your heart and mind, your heart will be completely separated. Your hearts will be separated. Never ever play this policy. Straight away you find something that is bored in you. You sit with your wife and you say, look, you know what? I'm uncomfortable and this is what I had seen. Can you just give me some clarity? And the wife feels something, she should straight away say to the husband, you know what, I'm not happy at all. And this is my difficulty. Can you shed some light? Give me some clarity. This is the tariqah of the Quran. The ustad in the madrasa, he sees something. Back in the days, you know, Mauli Sahab would just take the stick out and boom, 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 boom. And then say, huh, what happened? Especially if they came from India. I don't know, like in India, it's like free hitting. The teachers that came from India, oh, they used to hit you everywhere. But the Quran says, no. A good teacher controls his class. And if there's an issue, he will say, okay, come and talk to me. You did this, I want clarity. Why did you do this? Bas. Khatam. Tell me what is inside you. Employee-employer relationship. You are seeing something, there are cameras in your office and you see something this man is doing wrong. And then you keep it in your heart for 1 month and you decide, you know what, I'm going to fire him. You're going to fire him without asking him? This is against the Quran. Get clarity. There might be a reason. Ask him. You don't know there is a reason. Ask him. There could be any reason. Allahu Akbar. And only sometimes when a person understands the reasons, it becomes clear for him. The human mind is very different. Subhanallah al-Azim. These are things that are so important in life that we should remember. This very important moral that comes from this. And Khair, when Allah asked him, it was out of takabbur, out of arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Fir'aun, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him in this dunya. How did he die? Allah drowned him. Bahre kulzum. Allah drowned him in there. And then what happened to the body? It's a sign for the people that will come after him to see his body. The man who claimed, Ana Rabbukumul A'la. Shaitan took up residence in Jannah. Allah expelled him, took away the name Azazil, and gave him the name Shaitan. Gave him the name Shaitan, and la'nat on him. And he will also die, and he will also go to Jahannam. But here we see Shaitan, who worshipped Allah for such a long period of time, but just one disobedience, he took everything away, and that was due to arrogance, ego, takabbur. You will find some people wearing pagri, very smart. All the sunnah is in front of them. But when they see somebody else with a long beard, the shaitan says, no, no, he looks more pious than you, don't do salam to him. I've seen some people who wear pagri and they come here, Allah forgive me, but I then forcefully go to, Assalamu alaikum bhai, you haven't seen me? Tumhare samne main hoon, tum salam kyun nahi karte ho bhai? Why don't you do it? This is the first thing you do, make salam to your brother. Go and give your hands to him. That tells you that you haven't got takabbur. Because shaitan was also very pious. It doesn't mean, and you will find so many women who, because they wear burqa and a lady does not wear a hijab, they despise them. This is also self-righteousness, and to be conscious of that. This is all takabbur. And this is so dangerous, sometimes it can affect you. Whoever you are, make shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bas, your duty is never to judge people, but to think that he is an ummati of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he loves Allah, and he is my brother, and I am his well-wisher. Bas, khatam. But we are not to judge anybody. We have to make salam to everyone. Listen to this one hadith and I finish off with that. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even equivalent in weight to a mustard seed, if a man has got kibr, arrogance in his heart, shall never enter Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Listen to the words. In weight, wazan, equivalent to a mustard seed. In the heart there is kibr, arrogance. For him there is no place in Jannah. Allah save me, Allah save all of you. Sometimes we expect others to do things for us. Sometimes we take exactly what Shaitan did. We also do sometimes. Shaitan said that he is made out of clay and I am made out of fire. Don't we say this? That well, he is of a different race. He is of a different tribe. He is of a different caste. Or he is of a different nationality. Or he is of a different color. This is it. This is the same takabbur that is inside us. Allahu Akbar. Oh, this Gujarati boy cannot marry this Mehman girl, and this Mehman girl cannot marry fala. And these are the cases that you hear all the time. But what is the reason? What is the reason? You know, we come from a different part in India, and they come from a different part in India, and they come from Pakistan, and they come from Bangladesh, and they come, Allahu Akbar. But you are a Muslim at the end of the day. Look for taqwa. These are the days of fitna. Be very, very careful. And so this is the meaning of Al-Khafidhu Ar-Rafi'u. Allah is the abaser. Allah can put somebody down. And Allah is the exalter. Allah can uplift somebody. But the one who is down should not think that I am down and maybe Allah does not like me. Al-Iyazu Billah. No. And the one who is on top should not think that because I am on the top, because I am superior and maybe there is something in me and definitely Allah likes me. No. This is imtihan in every condition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna inna kanta tawwabur rahim. Allah kareem, Allah kareem, ye jo jamaat yahan baithi hui hai. Allah kareem, mahz teri raza ke liye baithi hai. Allah kareem, hamari is majlis ko kabul farma. Allah kareem, hamare dilo ko takabbur se paak kar de. Allah kareem, hamare dilo ko takabbur se paak kar de. Allah kareem, hamare dilo ko takabbur se paak kar de. Allah kareem, jo kuch hum سنتے ہیں اس پر ہمیں عمل کی توفیق دے. اللہ کریم ہمارے ظاہر کو بھی پاک فرما, باطن کو بھی پاک فرما. اللہ کریم ہمیں اچھے اخلاق نصیب فرما. اللہ کریم اچھے اخلاق نصیب فرما. اللہ کریم جتنے لوگ یہاں بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, اللہ کریم ہم سب کو ہمارے اہل و عیال کے ساتھ, اللہ کریم یہ دنیا بھی ہماری جنت والی بن جائے اور قبر بھی جنت کا ٹکڑا بن جائے اور آخرت میں بلا حساب کتاب ہمیں جنت الفردوس میں جگہ دے دے. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.